Brent Venables gets his first big running back commit for the 2023 recruiting class. Cue that intro. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about the Oklahoma Sooners getting a very big pickup for the 2023 recruiting class and picking up four-star running back Caleb Hicks. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about his measurables according to 24/7 and On3, what he did in his 2021 high school season, his traits, and what this means for the short and long term for the Oklahoma recruiting class. So let's go ahead and jump into this. This information I'm about to give you is coming from 24/7 Sports. So if you want to check out his full profile, make sure just to open up the description below and click on the link that is provided that says source. So with that being said, four-star running back Caleb Hicks is the 24th best running back in the nation according to 24/7 Sports, 364th best player nationally. He's 5'11", 195 pounds, and is out of Ryan High School, which is a 5A school located in Denton, Texas. They did beat out Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Penn State, and a multitude of others here. And he was mainly recruited by, well, surprise, surprise, Oklahoma fans, DeMarco Murray. With that being said, in his 2021 season, in high school, he had 1,448 yards rushing, 6.7 yards per carry, and 8 touchdowns, so he definitely knows how to tote the rock and tote it very efficiently. He didn't catch a lot out of the backfield. I don't believe he had any touchdowns. He had a couple catches, but that's pretty much about it. Now, as far as traits are concerned, there are none listed on 24/7 or On3, so you're going to have to listen to me talk about what I've seen on film on YouTube when it comes to him. So with that being said, what I saw was a very, very, very physical runner, does not shy away from contact, loves to and has the ability to bounce outside. So I don't know exactly what his speed times are when it comes to the 40. I do know he has a listed 100 time from his sophomore season, but I do know he has the ability to bounce outside and take the edge and outrun some of these linebackers with leverage. So there has to be a little bit of speed there, right? He does have a good stiff arm, and he uses it quite a bit when he does bounce to the outside. And he definitely does not shy away from contact. Actually, if you watch him, he looks for contact. Reminds me a lot of Najee Harris at Alabama when he was there. Has a pretty good spin move. He doesn't use it very often, but when he does, it is very effective. He does tend to run a little bit upright, but once again, these are easy things to fix. Derrick Henry at Alabama was the most notable person for running upright when you're talking about a big-name recruit coming out of high school, going into college and having that worry of, well, the height, the weight, and then running upright like this. Because Caleb is not a small guy. He's 5'11 and 195 pounds. And he looks like he's solid muscle. So I don't think this is going to be an issue in the long run. And with that being said, I didn't see much film on him pass blocking. So I'm not going to say he can't pass block. I'm just going to say that I didn't really see much film on him in pass blocking. So moving on here, Oklahoma now is 27th in recruiting for the 2023 class. They have 7 hard commits, 1 quarterback, 1 running back now, 1 wide receiver, 1 offensive lineman, 1 defensive back, and 2 athletes. So it looks like, well, right now, Brent Venables is doing a hell of a job getting this offense put together. Lincoln Riley moving on. The biggest worry for a lot of Oklahoma fans from what I heard was, well, what is the offense going to look like? How are we going to be able to recruit offense? Is it going to be sustained after Lincoln leaves? Probably not to that level, right? But right now, it looks really good. 5-star quarterback Jackson Arnold coming in. He was a 4, moved up to a 5-star. Now you're bringing in a 4-star running back. Your receiving rooms now starting to look really good with these transfers coming in. The offensive line, I'm sure, will get it together in the long term. And then the 2 athletes as well. It's really something to keep, you know, an eye on in the long term when it comes to this class. As of right now, you have 2 Texas recruits, 1 Colorado, 1 Florida, 1 Nebraska, 1 Oklahoma, and 1 Virginia. So once again, Brent Venables not necessarily just concentrating on Oklahoma or Texas, but he's really reaching out there and he's grabbing these recruits wherever he can get them. He's using his name to his advantage because people are going to be going, well, wow, Virginia, Florida, right? Well, he was at Clemson for how long with Dabo Swinney? So he's definitely going to have some of those high school connections on the East Coast. Definitely has a few in Florida, I'm sure, to some extent. Jeff Lebby obviously was at UCF, Central Florida in the Orlando area. So I'm sure you're going to see recruits coming in from Tallahassee, Orlando, possibly Liberty City, around that Miami area as well. If you could sneak one of those out of there, that'd be, you know, a great thing, obviously. But moving up to 27th nationally in recruiting for the 2023 recruiting class is a big deal, if you ask me right now, with Oklahoma. They definitely have a little bit of momentum going into this recruiting class, but it looks like Brent Venables has a lot of momentum going into this 2023 recruiting class and trying to get them to signing day. But Kalib Hicks, I think this is a great get for him. He looks like a very physical and powerful running back, which for a vert and shoot and Jeff Lebby offense, this is exactly what you want and what you need and what you want to see as an Oklahoma fan for sure. Like I said, 1,448 yards for the season, 6.7 per carry and 18 touchdowns. I'm sure I'll keep you more updated with him throughout this upcoming season as you start to add more and more recruits, because well, the closer we get to October, November, December timeframe, you're going to start seeing more and more kids start giving the hard commits. Most likely December, January, that's when you're going to see the majority of the five stars start committing and stuff like that, in case you don't know about the timeline. But I'm also interested to see how this transfer portal window is going to get adjusted to the recruiting window, because we know this has created chaos now for the past season and a half going on to 2 years here, especially with the NIL deals rolling the way they are. But other than that, hopefully you guys took something from this. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's video. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button below if you like watching videos like this pertaining to college football, recruiting, and more. Other than that, everybody have a good day. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. Go. Hustle hard, hustle every single day.